You know, we push you all the time to read the whole Bible. And when you do that, you know, then the Holy Spirit has a chance because you have in some way put the Word of God down in your heart. And then he can bring that to you. Now, you may have to go to your concordance to find it, but at least the concept is there. Mm-hmm. Now, in reading through the New Testament, I love the book of Colossians. And by the way, it is written to very, very mature believers, and we'll all get there someday. But here's what it says.
I'm glad you said that.
See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ. Now, the next two verses say this. For in Jesus all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form, and in him you've been made complete, and he is head over all rule and authority. Now, if we're going to go with Jesus, then we've got to get away from the ones that want to take us captive through empty philosophies and all this kind of stuff. You know, when somebody's out there on the fringe, I try to stay away from them. Mm-hmm. And they're going to major on little tiny nitpicky things. I mean, that drives me absolutely bananas. I don't want to be around them. And sometimes they want to take a long time telling you what they think and what they, you know, if it doesn't agree with the Word of God, I don't have 3 seconds for it. And sometimes I just tell them that. And you see, if you build up and allow Holy Spirit to bring wisdom into your life, you'll know sooner rather than later that that thing that they're trying to sell you, that concept or that philosophy, is off the wall. Mm-hmm. It's not something you ought to get involved in. See, that's one of the treasures I have in that walk with Holy Spirit, is I can check right away, is this something I should be involved in? Should I spend time listening to this? Mm-hmm. And he will tell you, and he will save you a lot of time, a lot of emotional damage, and a lot of opportunities for making bad decisions. Now, sometimes, for example, sometimes people come and they want to sell you something. The question is, should you take time to listen? And sometimes you invite people into your home and they come in and they go into this great big presentation about what a great opportunity this is. You see, Holy Spirit knows moment one whether you ought to spend that evening talking about this. And sometimes you need to say to this, dear friend, listen, you and I are friends, but I am not interested in this new deal that you've got going here. I bless you, and, you know, I wish nothing but the best for you, but I'm not interested.
Yes.
And don't get into it. Just say, hey, listen, I just told you that I am not interested. This is not for me. I've already prayed about it. Well, you haven't even heard about it. I know, but Holy Spirit knows about it, and he said, this is not for me. So that's my answer. And you need to drop it right there. Mm-hmm. Don't get caught up in discussing this thing.
That's right. That's so good. And Colossians 2:8 is a great verse for you to memorize. It really is. See to it that no one takes you captive. And, you know, you got to realize now, some of you listening are followers. You're not the leader type. You like to do things in the background. You like to help people. You've got a gift of helps. And that's important to know what your gifting is, either leadership or in service or helping behind the scenes. Now, if you are a follower, I pray that you would ask the Lord for a gift of discernment of spirits. That is so important for you to know, because men and women are going to come into your life to try to persuade you to go this way or that way. And Darren, in Ephesians 4, it says, it's so important. It says, we are no longer to be children tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness in deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into him who is the head, even Christ. So that right there in that verse, God is telling us that there are two different camps here of people. There are those that are going to get you in there and involved in something that is evil and wicked. And there's the camp of the believer that wants to grow you up strong in the love of Jesus Christ.
But you know, Barbara, sometimes it's not something that's obviously wicked and perverse. Sometimes it's just flat out a waste of time. Mm-hmm. And sometimes if we're followers and we have this great desire and this great fear of being rejected or being labeled, and we go along with something that in our hearts we don't want to do, we know not to be involved in it, but we're just too afraid to stand up and say, hey, I'm sorry, I pass. This time I pass. Mm. Well, now, if that fear is that great in your life, that is a sin, and you need to deal with it. If you have this high sensibility of I've just got to get along. I just don't want to offend anybody, you know. And so you're caught up doing things that down in your heart you resent and you know is a waste of time for you. You need to step up to the plate and say, no, I'm not in this one. Mm. You know, count me out. Now, you will live a lot healthier life if you'll do that. Now, if you have that fear of rejection and it's real, real strong in your life, maybe you ought to deal with fear, just plain old rotten fear, and get that out of your life so you can be the person that you want to be. So when you get up and you look in the mirror, you're not ashamed of yourself. You can feel good about yourself.
That's right. In Hebrews, let's see, the 10th chapter of Hebrews, it talks about the new and living way that we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he inaugurated for us through the veil. Now, see, the earth has gone through their whole system of evil and wickedness for thousands and thousands of years. But Christ came, hung on the cross, and he's given you a new life, a new way of looking at life. And he says, let us draw near with a sincere heart in full assurance. And that word for sincere is true. You want to associate with people that are honest and true and looking for the truth, not looking to deceive in any way.
Now, we call those straight arrows.
That's right.
They're straight arrows.
That's right. And God says to draw near with that kind of a heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. See, that's what we're desiring for you, that your body is washed with pure water and your heart or your mind is sprinkled clean from an evil conscience. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds. That's what you should be desiring every day and looking forward to every day, and meeting a person that you can stimulate with love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Wow,
right.
What a great verse.
Now, I think that goes along with the verse we read just a while ago, and it's in Colossians 2, 9 and 10. And I want to read it again and make this application. It's a new application. It'll make sense to you. For in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form, and in him you've been made complete. Now, you are legally complete in Jesus, but mm-hmm. vitally you start compromising, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden your walk with the Lord is convoluted, meaning that you've brought things in that you shouldn't have,
yes.
and you have compromised. And let me tell you something. God absolutely hates compromise.
Yes,
he wants us to all be straight arrows, or at least attempt to be that, and to stay away from that, because one day then your understanding of being complete in Jesus is just taken down. You don't have that fresh concept with Jesus,
mm-hmm.
because you have compromised. You've given to some things you shouldn't have. Maybe it's because, again, fear of rejection or whatever reason that you came up with why you could go with this thing that wasn't really you, it wasn't really Jesus, but you gave in and went with that. And
yes.
you have sacrificed your principles.
Yes, and I appreciate you saying that we have that position in Christ legally.
Right.
But then we've got to stimulate. We've got to put on. We've got to put off the old and put on the new. And we've got to establish a mind of life instead of a mind of death. It all over in the New Testament, Darren, it talks
right.
about the person working the works of God. And still we have people, pray that Jesus will make me this way, or Jesus will change me this way,
Jesus
will take this, all away. Jesus did his part. He did a terribly hard part by dying on the cross and rising from the dead. But Darren, we've got responsibilities here as believers also.
Well, in 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says this: the old is gone, the new has come, and you've become a new creation in Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Now, legally, that's true, but if you're going to walk that out in reality and bring that into your life, actually, in a genuine way, you're going to have to make a decision, and decision after decision after decision. You're going to have to keep coming back here to the, I hate to say this, but the straight and narrow, and it does say this walk is the narrow path.
Yes.
It's not the wide, it's not the boulevard, it's a narrow path.
Yes, Matthew 7 tells us.
And it takes self-discipline. And you have to keep running back to the Word and denying the flesh, because the flesh will pull you down. And again, it's like Romans 8:6 says, the mind set on the flesh and I'm going to add some words of my own here, compromise,